I've always taken it seriously. I feel like I'm good at it. I've seen a lot. I've been playing football a long time, you know, so you just see a lot. You have good relationships, so those relationships allow you to say some things, potentially, that if there wasn't a good relationship, you might hold back on. I don't know. I try to do everything I can to whoever the starter is, to give him as much as I can to help him play as high of a level as he's able to. You know, that's part of the job.
Is there a point where you kind of where you just kind of decide, like, I can't listen to what anyone else ever says?
Yeah, it happened in, like, 1997. you know, it's become much more apparent because of the media age that we live in. But, I say it every week, or a lot to you guys. I stopped a long time ago, probably in college, to be honest with you.
Back to what you do behind the scenes. Can you explain a little bit more just in detail? I mean, what... Obviously, you're getting ready to play.
Yeah.
But what else goes into, you know?
If we're playing X opponent that week, okay, have I played for that head coach, that D coordinator? Do I know those DBs at all? Do I know, hey, you can get this, you could hard count this D line a bunch? Stuff like that. Just past experiences. And then, hey, this team loves to play this coverage this way. Because teams can play cover three, but they play cover three differently a lot. Teams could play cover two, but, so stuff like that, you know, even if it's a little nugget like, hey, this corner loves to play this when he sees number two do that, and it saves you a pick that you don't see, it's huge. And just stuff like watching film. Hey, I watched, you know, these games, and this is how they like to play this receiver or that receiver on third down. Just stuff, all that stuff. And then just watching film. Hey, what do you think about putting this wrinkle in or something like that? I don't know. It's not like dialing up calls or anything like that, but it's just part of how the maturation of the role has gone, and how, as I've been around, that role has grown and whatnot. And like I said, there's a good enough relationship where I can, you know, speak pretty openly and freely, respectfully, though.
The flip side, obviously, is Jake is down in practice. But what do you, you've seen him now for a few months. What do you think the future holds for him?
I mean, he just needs to continue to work and progress, you know? He'll be fine. What he's done is progress. That's what you would expect and hope him to do, is progress. You know, he just needs to continue to do that and take advantage of this year of learning how to do it. You know, there's a big difference between preseason and the right, as you guys know, you've been around, big difference. And then, okay, how do I prepare on Tuesday? You know, how do I prepare on Wednesday? How do I prepare for a road game? How do I prepare for a home game? How do I, watch our starter go out and struggle on a Sunday and, come in Monday and be the same guy? How do those guys handle losing two or three in a row? Stuff like that. You need to learn how to handle that stuff, because it happens in this league. No matter what you experienced in college, it happens. So it's hard, when you've got 52 other dudes who are looking at you 24/7, it's like being the president. I've said that before. You know, you're never not the quarterback. And it's different. No matter if you've played it in your whole life, it's different in this league because they're grown men. They're adults. And, their jobs are as much tied to you as anything, as you, you know. So he just needs to continue to progress, continue to learn.
Who told you the news?
I got a text from Callie at some point.